Adio moho, adio moho, adio moho, adio, 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 oh, adio moho, adio moho, adio moho, adio.
How long is it possible to hold the attention of another person? That's what this is about. I've got 3 points about it that I'd like to offer you. I'm thinking about not a short meeting in a cafe or pub or passing on the street, but I mean in a long-term committed relationship. The easiest example would be to talk about a marriage. How is it possible to hold the attention of your spouse throughout the marriage? Let me start by sketching the context within which I'm offering you this to think about. People fall in love and are very enamored with each other and vow or enter into a contract to pay attention to each other for the rest of their lives, or at least for the length of the marriage. So that's the promise. It's entered into optimistically by both parties, we'll say. Over a period of time, what happens is that it becomes clear that there are only two ways of paying attention to your spouse. And the first one of these is to dedicate yourself to their welfare. And in order to do this, it means that you will park your own ego, your own needs at the door, and constantly and consistently listen to your partner. And when I say listen, I mean listen actively to your partner. Consider their feelings, their desires, their ambitions carefully. And that's paying attention, isn't it? It's not quite the same thing as doing anything about it, but to attend fully, to be fully present, if you like, in the communication with your other half. That's a way of doing it. It's possible as a form of thought experiment to think this through. However, early on in the experiment, you're bound to think that for how long can I park my own wishes and my own needs and the things I need to attend to at the door? There are times when I definitely won't do that. There are times when I have my own stuff on my mind and I just haven't got time to listen to the other person, and they'll just have to deal with their own stuff themselves, and I'm not going to be available to pay attention all the time. So it would seem that that way is blocked. The other opportunity that exists within a thought experiment is for the two parties to have the same wishes and needs and desires and ambitions. So there's a very close correspondence between the two. So that when I'm paying attention to my own needs, I'm paying attention to your needs at the same time, and vice versa. This is what's called a miracle context. This is almost unimaginable, not quite unimaginable. It's a complete integration of two people into one whole, almost to the point where one is able to finish the other person's sentences. It's imaginable, but barely imaginable. Out of these contexts comes, I suggest to you, the conclusion that it's impossible to have a long-term relationship with somebody and pay attention to them all the time. It is indeed possible to pay attention to them some of the time. And this reality goes some way to suggest that occasionally people pay attention to each other when it suits them, and only when it suits them. It is an act of extraordinary generosity to pay attention to somebody else's needs when your own needs are weighing heavily on your mind. Now, by your own needs, I mean it could be your own ambitions, in other words, to get ahead in some area of your life, or it could be your own emotional health, or it could be that you're engaged in some project and you want to park everything else in the marriage aside for the moment. In those situations, it's an act of extraordinary generosity to put down your own attention to yourself. Indeed, to live a life without paying attention to yourself is to live, perhaps, we could say, half a life. Indeed, there are some philosophers who have written about this, whose names I can't remember at the moment. In order to bring this to a stop, this piece of audio to a stop, today I'm suggesting to you that it's worthwhile letting yourself off the hook when you're accused of not paying attention to your partner. And as a partner of somebody else, it's worthwhile you adjusting your expectations to say that you're very fortunate when you get the attention of your partner, ever. And within that, you gradually find out that what you originally committed yourself to in your contract or in your marriage is impossible to deliver or to receive. It's audio mode today. And it's a bit of salutary thinking on the 10th of June. I hope you've enjoyed it. Take it too seriously, unless you're seriously interested in this issue.
Audio moho, audio moho, audio moho, audio, 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 oh, audio moho, audio moho, audio moho, audio.